CBSI in the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gene Marks, my colleague. He's the small business columnist in the UK for The Guardian, in the US for The Guardian newspaper, for the Philadelphia Inquirer, and many distinguished publications. And Gene and I grew up in a part of Philadelphia, Montgomery County. Everybody knows Ardmore, Pennsylvania. It was the big town that I visited as a small child. And Ardmore, Pennsylvania has a better idea about how to promote Mother's Day. We go now to a store called Past, Present, and Future. I have this from Gene's column at Medium. What does Past, Present, and Future propose? It's a gift store. Propose for Mother's Day, Gene.
Yeah, it is. This is from a Philadelphia Inquirer piece I wrote this year, and I reposted on Medium. And the owner of the store is Sherry Tillman. It's a pretty good idea, John. She does a spin the wheel promotion. Have you heard of this one before? It's pretty cool. Whoever comes in and visits her this week, they get to spin the wheel that she set up in her store. I've seen it. And the wheel, depending on where it lands, you can offer discounts of up to 20% for future purchases, particularly geared to buying something for mom on Mother's Day. It's a pretty innovative little promotion. She said she's done it for a few years now, and it's always extremely popular. And she does this around Mother's Day week, so people in the neighborhood know that she's having that kind of sale. And she sells gifts. And it's a very popular store. It's been around for a while. By the way, she's not the only game in town. For the Philly Inquirer piece, I interviewed a lot of business owners in Philly who are, you know, very similar to business owners around the country. One woman owns a very well-known luxury fashion store in Center City, Philadelphia. She's going to be offering brunch and bites and mimosas to people that come in to, if you bring your mom on Mother's Day, which is pretty cool. In Philly, there's a big craft show going on Mother's Day weekend at the Bourse in Philadelphia. Again, these things are happening at different places around the country. Mother's Day is a big... John, did you know the National Retail Federation says that people will spend an average of $246 a person on Mother's Day? I mean, I don't know if my mom's worth that amount, but apparently that's what the number is.
Jane, of course you know she's worth it. Now we go to...
I hope she's not listening.
A contradiction, because small businesses are investing in their firms, even with the word inflation, every 20 minutes on television, right, Jeannie? You can't get away from it. And yet, what explains the investment in the future?
Because my smartest clients know that, you know, the talent is the most important part of their business. I know that sounds stereotypical. We've heard that before, but it is the truth. And, you know, when they, even as things are getting tough with inflation, even as they're looking at, you know, at a recession, they want to snap up good people because they know that those clouds will clear someday. And when that happens, they will be well positioned to grow. So like I said in the last segment, John, if you're running a business now, you're struggling with inflation. I get that. You see a potential recession coming along. Do your best to store that cash and keep your eyes open, because some employees are going to become available as those big companies start laying them off. If things slow down, grab them, because it's a big, big benefit for your business. It's an opportunity that we can take advantage of.
The all-powerful Amazon kingdom appears to be bending a little bit about their website. I read from Gene's article. It appeared in Forbes first. It's now on his Medium site. Amazon letting some merchants sell from their own websites, and other small business tech news this week. But Gene, Amazon, is this a response to people complaining? What is the thinking here? Because they are dominating when it comes to online.
Amazon is, you know, fighting a battle with public perception about its, you know, impact on small businesses. And I'm sure people listening to our conversation now might have been, you know, negatively impacted by Amazon. I can also say that there are many, many entrepreneurs, merchants, developers, authors, technology firms that have benefited from Amazon as well. But Amazon will continue to fight that fight. What they are doing now for this is like for select customers of theirs, they are now opening it up so that those customers can sell their Amazon products, but directly from their own website. So if you go and visit that customer's website and you say you want to buy it, you know, you can complete the whole transaction using Amazon's tools and fulfillment features as well. And they don't even have to leave your site to do that. That's huge, because we all know, John, right? You go to Amazon and you start looking around, you're seeing competing, you know, competing products and competing vendors. Here, that you can eliminate that. So they're testing it now. I'm curious to see how it goes. And they're doing it to compete against one of their biggest rivals, Shopify, who is enabling a lot of people to sell their products off their own websites as well. So it is it's a competitive move, but it's also a move to try and expand their reach out to more small businesses around the country.
Back to the office, back to business as in 2019, except Gene's mentioned 2 days a week, 3 days a week, 4 days a week, mental health, other ways to attract employees. This one I like, Gene, the pets that kept us company during the pandemic. What happens to them when you're back to the office, and what are the opportunities for small businesses?
That's the issue. I mean, so many people adopted pets during the pandemic. The ASPCA said that 23 million American households adopted a pet. Well, you know, that's fine now that the pandemic is ending and hopefully and people are getting back to the offices. What do you do with those pets? You become pretty attracted to those pets. Well, a lot of businesses are starting to respond to that. They're seeing that and they're offering, you know, the ability for their employees to bring their dogs to the office mostly. We talked about Amazon before, by the way. They have somewhere like 4,000 dogs registered on their site for their employees to bring them to the office. I say, look, it's a tentative about that, right? I mean, you know, you bring a dog to the office, everybody's got to buy in. There's potential liability issues. Somebody's afraid of pets. There could be a mess. There could be noise. It really depends on the culture of your business. If you can do it and your employees buy in and they're all happy to bring it in, bring their dogs into the office, I think that's a cool benefit to provide. But you know, just be very careful before you do it. I know Amazon, just using them as an example, has a lot of hoops to go through before you can bring a dog into the office as well.
So well, into the office can also mean that the dog has a dog sitter while you're at the office. There are ways to adjust to this. Certainly, I can't see some of those beautiful animals, the labs, parading down 42nd Street with the owners. I can't see that. But, you know, it's a new world here. We're all going back to the office carefully. All right. A 10-minute grocery delivery app. There has to be some limits here, Gene. 10 minutes? Didn't there used to be a pizza company that said we'll get to you in a half an hour, something like this?
Yeah, I remember them. I remember them. And that same pizza company, when I was in college, we would always order the pizza because we knew the train schedule coming through town. So we knew the delivery guy would hit that train at the exact moment they're supposed to make that 30-minute requirement. And in the end, we would get free pizzas. But that's another story. This company is called Zepto. They just raised $200 million. They're an Indian-based company. They are at a $900 million valuation, and they promise 10-minute grocery delivery services. John, first of all, I don't even know how they do that in 10 minutes. And this company is operating in like 11 cities in India. Have you ever seen those videos of the traffic and the people running around in India? How are they possibly getting groceries delivered in just 10 minutes? Maybe they are worth $1 billion for accomplishing that. I think some American startups have to keep close eye.
Well, Gene, if they said 2 hours, I'd believe them, and I'd think of fabulous. What's the 10-minute thing? I mean, really?
I agree. If I was living in Mumbai and I'm ordering groceries, I'd expect to get it like a couple days later.
Yeah.
So the fact that they're doing it in 10 minutes is pretty impressive.
Now we move to part of the world of entrepreneurs. This one is strange to me, but I don't know gun cultures. In Colorado, there is a theme. How does it work, Gene? You order a burger and you start shooting? Is that it?
Yeah. Well, this is called the Gallery Sportsman's Club and Range in Lakewood, Colorado. And listen, it's a recent startup. It offers a restaurant and a coffee bar and a retail store, which is very nice. Oh, and it also offers a gun range as well. So, John, right, you can have a few fries and squeeze off a few rounds, go back for a few, espressos. At least they don't have, like, alcohol there. And then squeeze off a few rounds as well. You know, nothing ceases to amaze me nowadays. We talked before about those axe-throwing businesses. Remember, you know, you go... You can throw hatchets. I guess it's a similar concept. And hopefully the owners of that gun range and restaurant know their audience well. And if you're in Lakewood, Colorado, there's probably a demographic of people that like to go and shoot and eat at the same time.
Yeah, alcohol and firearms don't mix. That would be a reminder. Gene, Just finally, in our 30 seconds, the mood in Philadelphia these days with all this inflation talk, are people becoming cautious in your sense of the people on the street? We have 30 seconds.
Yeah, I can tell you that, you know, consumers are, it's starting to hit at the core products that we buy, which is groceries and rent and, you know, and utilities and whatnot. And that people are eating out less. I can tell that.
Right.
They're happy to be back after the pandemic, but there's issues and inflation is having an impact on their spending.
Gene Marks of the Guardian newspaper, of the Philadelphia Inquirer, other distinguished publications. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.